This drone situation is getting crazier and crazier. We have footage of drones being shot down, drones being disabled by orbs or plasmoids, and lots of testimonies of people's encounters with the orbs saying it was spiritual and they saw angels, specifically the Ophanim, the angelic beings made up of wheels within wheels, like in Ezekiel's vision. A special thank you to Patreon supporters and YouTube members. The live streams that we have will be moved from Fridays at 7 p.m. to Mondays at 7 p.m. Central. So thank you again to YouTube members and Patreon supporters. We'll start this off with one of the craziest videos to come out recently, a drone being shot down near a pretty populated area by something that has targeting capabilities. This was no civilian weapon shooting this thing down, and the military would definitely not be doing any type of testing near that populated of an area. The military has specific desolated areas where they do testing, where they shoot things down. The Ronald Reagan Ballistic Missile Defense Test Site is located in the Marshall Islands, and the White Sands Missile Range is another location, and it's located in the middle of the desert in New Mexico. It's very obvious at this point that the government is withholding information on what these man-made drones are. They say they don't know what they are, they haven't shot any of them down, and they aren't a threat. Well, clearly they know what some of these things are, and it looks like they've shot down at least one of these drones. But we have two phenomenons happening with this drone situation at the same time. The first is the massive amount of man-made drones that are being seen, and the second is the supernatural manifestations that people are experiencing that they're referencing as orbs or plasmoids. One theory being put forth is that the influx of the supernatural orbs being recorded has caused the government to send out these man-made drones after these orbs to find out what they are. The next video we'll look at plays into that theory with a very clear orb in the sky, and then it's approached by a drone, in which the drone enters this orb and is disabled and falls to the ground.
Something's going up real fast. A plane? I can't tell what it is. Whoa, is that moving quick? That could be a drone. I don't know what that is. But that is quick. There's only one remaining right now. Whatever that green flashing one is, he moved quick around it to get it. Super quick. He's like right on it. That whatever it was just shut down the drone. If that was a drone.
Yesterday, a video was posted with both of these phenomenons in the same video. You can clearly see the man-made drone being flown, and then off in the distance, a cluster of orbs. This took place in New York City.
And we are back. Drone in the air and orbs in the distance. What? Red orbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Looks like they're coming from whatever the that is.
There is a spiritual deception associated with this phenomenon taking place. As we can see in the top comment on that last video, they are here to save us. People are looking for a savior, and as long as they continue to reject Jesus Christ, they'll put their hope into anything else that comes along. This type of deception is prophesied in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. A lot of people are falling for the deception when they're witnessing these orbs in the sky and saying that they are angels, or even the highly ranked angels mentioned in the book of Ezekiel as Ophanim or Cherubim. I posted this video on one of my last videos on this subject, where it looks like there's this thing in the sky that looks like wheels within wheels. And yes, that shares a resemblance to Ezekiel's vision of the Ophanim angel, but we have to remember that Satan always tries to copy God. Here's a few examples from the Bible how Satan copies God. God sends prophets to proclaim his word, Satan sends false prophets. God gives us teachers to teach his word, Satan sends false teachers. Jesus is the light of the world, and Satan deceptively appears as an angel of light. Let's look at a video of someone claiming they saw an Ophanim angelic being, and then we'll look at what the Bible has to say and see how they most certainly did not.
I felt a power, an energy. It made you want to cry, but not in a bad way. It was just like, I've heard that if you want to cry unexpectedly like that, that you are full of emotions, it's because you are in the presence of an angel. And what I was looking at looked like a fiery ball in continuous movement. And that's when all I could think of was the description of the angels, of the throne angels, the seraphim and the cherubim from Ezekiel. For the first time, I understood his words because I was living it.
The Bible gives us very clear descriptive passages about what such an encounter with an angelic being like an Ophanim would be like. We'll look at those in just a moment and see how that's definitely not what this person or anyone else are seeing. First, let's look at what else she has to say and see how she connects this Ophanim encounter with New Age spirituality and Anunnaki, two things that God would never connect with an Ophanim angelic being.
The drones are man-made. These were celestial divine beings. It's bringing me ever more to the conclusion that the Anunnaki and the angels, they are connected, as I believed. I mean, I always suspected that the angels were the army of God, and so they had to be like the army force of the Anunnaki, if you believe those stories, and I do. Does this mean that the Anunnaki have returned, as they should? It's about time. They're on time.
So how can we know that people are not encountering these types of angels in these videos and encounters that people are posting online? There were a lot of comments on my video showing the orb reacting to the lady mentioning Jesus, saying that they were seeing angels, and specifically the types of angels mentioned in Ezekiel's vision. It's important to keep in mind that Ezekiel's vision is unlike any other angelic visitation that we're told about in the Bible. In Ezekiel's vision, he saw the stormy sky, a celestial chariot, the living creatures, a sapphire throne, and the likeness of a human figure. What Ezekiel saw was Jesus Christ on his throne and the spiritual angelic beings that are always around him, surrounding him, and worshiping him, something that thousands and thousands of people are not witnessing all over the world. This was a very rare encounter that Ezekiel was privileged to experience. One of the angels that Ezekiel encountered in his vision was a cherubim. Now, this is one of the angels that some people are claiming they're seeing, but the Bible gives a few references as to what a cherubim encounter would actually be like. The only biblical references to human beings witnessing cherubim is Ezekiel's vision. In Ezekiel chapter 1, we hear more about it in Ezekiel chapter 10. In John's heavenly revelation, another extremely rare occurrence, told to us in Revelation chapter 4, he also references cherubim. And in Genesis chapter 3, we're told that there are cherubim guarding the Garden of Eden after mankind was kicked out for their sin. As far as biblical encounters with the angelic being Theophanim, there are only two references told to us in the Bible, and this is the main angel that people are saying they are witnessing in the sky. The first account that we have of this is in Ezekiel's vision in chapter 1, and the only other reference to this is told to us in the book of Daniel, and he's also speaking of a very similar experience that Ezekiel had witnessing this angel and the throne of God and Jesus Christ on his throne. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow, the hair of his head was white like wool, his throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were ablaze. In both Ezekiel and Daniel's vision, where they witnessed the Ophanim, they also saw Jesus on his throne, and they were both completely in awe by the experience. Daniel was extremely grieved in his spirit and had to ask another angel what it all meant, and Ezekiel fell to the ground and couldn't rise again until God told him to get up. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking. And he said to me, "Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you." People are not seeing the Ophanim or a seraphim or a cherubim when they witness these orbs or plasmoids in the sky. These are very specific angelic beings, some of whom are always accompanied by Jesus on his throne. And these encounters have literally only been documented a few times since the beginning of history. Keep in mind that a true angelic encounter is almost always accompanied by either a message from God or complete fear of the experience, or oftentimes both. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" So he said, "No, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. Satan tries to copy everything that God does, and we know that great deceptions are coming. So we really have to be on alert as to what we perceive and believe to be true angels from God. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Galatians 1:8 gives us further insight into the reality that angels can come and give deceptive messages and be perceived as true angels of God here to help us. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. One of the names that people are calling these orbs is plasmoids, and while they are referencing the same thing and it's really a spiritual manifestation that we'll look more into, first let's clear up what a plasmoid is.
A plasmoid is a coherent structure of plasma and magnetic fields that can exist in space or laboratory settings. Plasma is a state of matter made up of charged particles, ions, and electrons. And in a plasmoid, these particles are confined in a specific region by magnetic fields. Plasmoids are often held together by their own magnetic fields, which prevent the plasma from dispersing. They can maintain their shape and coherence over time, even as they move through a medium. Plasmoids are capable of carrying and transferring energy, making them important in fields like astrophysics and fusion research. Where do we find them besides the lab? Well, plasmoids are observed in space environments like the thermosphere and the Earth's magnetosphere during geomagnetic storms. These plasmoids are formed when magnetic reconnection occurs, which is the breaking and reconnecting of magnetic field lines. There is a strong connection between solar flares and plasmoids. Plasmoids are often formed during the dynamic processes associated with solar flares, particularly magnetic reconnection, which is a key mechanism driving solar flare activity. Here's how. Solar flares occur when magnetic energy stored in the sun's corona is suddenly released. During this process, magnetic field lines break and reconnect, creating intense energy release and accelerating plasma particles. Plasmoids can form in the current sheets created by this magnetic reconnection. These are coherent structures of hot, dense plasma and magnetic fields. Plasmoids often appear as part of coronal mass ejections, CMEs, where large amounts of plasma and magnetic fields are expelled from the sun's corona into space. In some cases, smaller plasmoids are observed in solar flare loops or as fast-moving blobs in the current sheets. High-resolution solar telescopes, like NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory, have observed plasmoids forming and moving within post-flare current sheets. Earlier this year, we experienced intense geomagnetic storms with major flares directed at Earth. Interesting stuff.
These beings that are manifesting around the world have always been here, but as people look up to the sky more and more, they're starting to witness what are actually spiritual beings. These are not the drones that who knows what's going on with those, either sniffing something out or some foreign threat. These are entities that are spiritual in nature, and it's becoming more widely known as more people look to them for their salvation and hope. The picture is starting to become clearer and clearer of the end times deceptions that are prophesied to happen. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. All of these spiritual beings were actually originally created by, through, and for Jesus Christ. For by him, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. But some of these spiritual beings rebelled and are now enemies of God. Those who put their trust in Jesus Christ will be delivered from these beings' deceptions. Jesus Christ defeated them through what he did on the cross. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. These evil spiritual forces, principalities, and powers will try one last time to fight God, and they will absolutely lose for everyone to see. You'll either be on the winning or losing side of that battle. So be on alert and choose the right side. Put your trust in God the Father, Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit, and in them alone. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful.